Hello, everyone. Dan Delman here, bringing you a little of this, a little of that. In today's program, we're going to be looking into the future. And our first category of information is entitled Future Facts. Post-death performance contracts. A holographic image of Roy Orbison, who died in 1988, toured in 2018. Amy Whitehouse, who died in 2011, and Frank Zappa, who passed away in 1993, will also hit the circuit as virtual entertainers in 2019. Performers' contracts in the future will more routinely include language covering who controls and who profits from a posthumous performance. Think about that. And secondly, wastewater on tap. In El Paso, Texas, the city will launch a system that treats sewage water and channels it directly to residential drinking water taps. The city has already cut individual water use by over 40% since 1985. In order to do this, they've had initiatives like paying residents to abandon their green lawns. And now, you gamers out there, video game Super Bowls, have you thought about that? The business of esports, that is competitive video gaming, is poised to exceed $1 billion a year. The Overwatch League, formed in 2017, sold franchises for $20 million apiece to Comcast and to other corporations, according to ESPN. Expansion teams may cost from $30 million to $60 million. And a little note added to this is that some colleges and universities are now giving scholarships to students who are good gamers and will form teams that represent those educational institutions. And how about a cure for baldness? Japanese researchers in 2016 said they had developed a way to use stem cells to regenerate hair follicles, with human clinical trials possible this year. Riken, that's R-I-K-E-N, is Japan's largest research institute and is working with two companies in hopes of offering a treatment for baldness that will be available by 2020. But if that doesn't interest you, perhaps a return of the woolly mammoth would. A Harvard team is using gene editing to resurrect the woolly mammoth and the passenger pigeon by inserting DNA from the extinct species into living animal cell cultures. Stay tuned for more news about this in the future. And your coffee that you are drinking this morning is going to be endangered because rising temperatures are bringing about drought and disease and killing pollinating insects. And this is forecast to make nearly half the Earth's land, which is used to grow high-quality coffee beans, unproductive by 2050. So you better stock up now. This next item you may have trouble believing, but that's the age we're in. The subject is robot bordellos. Houston officials have been politicking to stop a brothel which has been staffed by humanoid sex robots The Houston officials are trying to stop it from opening. But this kind of business is already underway in Barcelona, Spain, in Torino, Italy, Moscow, and in Toronto. And how about global sand shortages? Sand is used in concrete and glass. And it's also used as a barrier against rising seas. And sand is one of the world's most overexploited natural resources. Shortages have already given rise to piracy that is destroying islands. This is certainly something to keep our eyes on. And then there's the topic of green funerals. By one estimate, a traditional 10-acre cemetery contains enough buried wood to build 40 homes and enough embalming fluid to fill a swimming pool. Eco-friendly conservation burials are on the rise in developed countries. They feature biodegradable coffins and formaldehyde-free embalming. Remember, you heard it here first. As about the last weasel in New Zealand. To save its iconic kiwi birds and other species, New Zealand plans to kill every non-native rat, weasel, possum, feral cat, or other invasive predator by 2050. Something else we should be aware of. Well, in the future, if you're hungry, you may be eating beetles. Studies say that the market for edible bugs will be worth up to $1.2 billion by the year 2023. Around 2 billion people already eat crickets, mealworms, and other insects. And your host has already eaten a worm or two at the bottom of a bottle of mezcal. So it's not all bad. Half the world is going to be water-stressed in the near future. The UN, its 2018 World Development Water Report, estimates that 3.6 billion people, almost half the global population, live in areas that are potentially water scarce at least 1 month of the year. And finally, among our future facts, data savers in space. Cloud Constellations, it's a company, Cloud Constellations Space Belt, plans to host off-planet data storage by the early 2020s in a constellation of low Earth orbit satellites. Space storage could keep highly sensitive data far away from the internet and potentially from earthly regulators. And so we've had actually about 13 future facts, and included among them today, hologram rock stars and extraterrestrial data farms. The coming decades promise more startling innovations as well as new problems. What are some problems in the trends of categories that are important to us all? I'm talking about population. I'm talking about poverty, obesity, mobility, wealth, life expectancy, technology, and the military. This is the world ahead. Trends and demographics which show big changes are on the way. In population, for example, in 2018, our global population was 7.6 billion, but in 2030, it's expected to be 8.6 billion. More and more, and less space for us. Secondly, poverty in the world. An estimated 500 million people will be earning less than $1.90 a day. The share of the world living in extreme poverty has been improving since 1990, when 36% of the world population was earning less than $1.90 per day. In 2015, that had improved greatly to 10%, and for 2030, the figure has declined, or will decline, to 6%. So we're doing much better in that respect. But in another category, obesity, we're not doing so well. The obesity epidemic is expected to continue plaguing the U.S. In 2016, obesity rates among adults was 40%. In 2030, obesity rates among adults is predicted to be 50%. I think it's time to move back from the table and eat a little less, eh? In another category of interest to us, mobility, people moving around. A mobility figure of 1 in 4 passenger miles in the U.S. are expected to be traveled in shared self-driving vehicles in the reasonably near future. Wealth. What about the richest 1%? Well, the richest 1% currently own 47% of global wealth. But the trend is not good. For in 2030, the richest 1% could earn almost 2/3 of the world's wealth. Life expectancy, though. Lifespans are likely to increase in industrialized countries, with the best example, South Korean girls who will be born in 2030 are projected to have the longest lives. For example, in 2010, men had an life expectancy of 77.1. In 2030, 84.1 in South Korea. For women, in 2010, the life expectancy was 84.2, but in 2030, that increases to a whopping 90.8 years of life expectancy. With respect to technology, artificial intelligence is expected to add more to the global economy than the current total economic output of China and India combined. These global economic gains due to artificial intelligence, or AI, we begin with 2018 and $2 trillion produced by artificial intelligence. But by 2030, that figure jumps to $16 trillion, which will be associated with artificial intelligence production. And finally, something about the military and trends in the future. If current trends continue, global annual defense spending will jump more than 50%. In 2017, it was $1.7 trillion, but by 2030, it's expected to be almost $3 trillion. These factors in the world ahead and the information that I gave you in terms of future facts are from the Current Time magazine at the end of February this year. And now for something very different. In fact, although different, it's a perfect fit. If you're a cat, few places are more appealing than a cardboard box of just the right size. Even big cats such as lions and tigers seem to enjoy settling into a box like a loaf in a pan. But why? Nobody knows for sure, but scientists think it has something to do with the way it feels. They like being in this cozy little snug, according to Nicholas Dodman, who is Professor Emeritus of Veterinary Medicine at Tufts University. He said, it's got to be sustained gentle pressure. Professor Dodman worked with well-known animal behaviorist Temple Grandin to try and understand why pigs typically are more docile when placed in V-shaped troughs. They found that the troughs stimulated the pigs in a way that made them less susceptible to pain. Her term was lateral side pressure, he says of Dr. Grandin, who also invented a machine for hugging cows. I would have just called it squeezing, he said. Cats are notoriously difficult to train, as you may know. But Dodman knows of one method for getting a cat to sit where you want it to. So, pencil and paper ready. All you need is some electrical tape, masking tape, or painter's tape will do. Cut the tape into four 12-inch strips and arrange them in a square at the desired spot. There's a good chance the tape will trigger your cat's box-sitting instinct. If only for a moment. Okay, But how do we know that the cat is interested in the shape on the floor, not just the tape? After all, cats are famous for being curious. Well, to establish a control, take four more strips of tape, arrange them in an asterisk on a comparable spot on the floor. Now, see which one the cat chooses. Our hypothesis would be that the cat is going to head for the square, the rectangle, over other shapes. If it looks like a gettable into thing, they will try to get into it. Well, the suggestion is to set up a video camera to monitor the cats and keep repeating the experiment. If you got six positive versus none in the other shapes, that would probably be significant statistically. Why not try it? Now, our twisted galaxy. Astronomers have long believed the Milky Way is a flat spiral disk, much like the Andromeda galaxy, our giant neighbor. But new research suggests that the Milky Way, in fact, resembles an old vinyl record that has become warped at its edges. No complete photograph has ever been taken of our galaxy, because Earth and every space probe ever launched sits within it. So scientists in China and Australia assembled a 3D map of our celestial neighborhood using 1,339 stars known as classical Cepheids. Most stars are just steady points of light, which makes it difficult to tell how far away they are. A bright star, for example, could be close by or simply very big. But Cepheids are up to 20 times brighter and 100,000 times brighter than the sun, 20 times bigger and 100,000 times brighter than the sun. They brighten and they dim according to a precise schedule. And that makes them especially useful for measuring galactic distances. And maybe we will find confirmation of this soon. The Easter Islands, researchers say that they have cracked the mystery of the famous head statues that you're familiar with, I'm sure. The Easter Islands being in the Pacific Ocean. The statues were erected by the Rapa Nui people, who landed on the islands 900 years ago. Scientists already knew that the carved figures were important representations of ancestral figures. But when one of the islands was mapped, researchers found that the statues' locations correlated with underground sources of a very precious resource, fresh water. This is something we've been thinking about for a long time. And now, I want to ask you to join us in our next program. In our next program, when I talk about the Ecology of Florida and how it's being destroyed by invasive species. So, goodbye for now. Please come back. Take care of yourself.